This is the practice for the QRRs, and what I've done this week is I've done passages 220 to 20 to 30 to 30 to 20, 5 minutes. That's a couple of those. This is the one about don't begrudge the over 50s leisure. So there's two of those, but I won't go into all of the detail because it won't be on this recording. So I'm going to start now. Hope my voice keeps going. Excuse me. Ah, that's it. Had a little slurp of water. And that's it then. So, ready. Should we be worried that so many people over 50 have left the labour market? There are certainly problems. Too many job vacancies and the seeming fact emphasised again this week that ill health is a major contributing factor. But there is another side to the story. In the past half century, the property-owning middle classes, now the majority of the population, have been expected to work harder than ever before. It has also been the period in which a higher proportion of women have pursued a full-time career. For many, there comes a time, often in the middle of a frustrating commute, when you ask yourself, why am I doing this? And can no longer come up with much of an answer. If you have children, they may be off your hands. If you do not, you may have accumulated more savings than if you do. And if you are a couple, both of whom have had regular jobs and have paid off your mortgage, you may, aged, say, 55, feel quite well off. COVID-19 made a lot of people stop and think, so why work? You have made your way in the world. You don't need to prove anything. The right outcome of a successful capitalist economy is not work, more work, and then death. It is to enable greater fulfillment all round. You may welcome more opportunity to read, think, garden, travel, see grandchildren, play golf or tennis, assist a charity or a neighbour, and so on. In my adult life, I have noticed a decline in the number of people with the time to help others and arrange communal activities. If a few hundred thousand more are now available to join that number, that is a major social benefit. Obviously, there are risks. One is running out of savings and falling back on the state. Another is boredom. People sometimes find that doing what I've always wanted to do is not quite such fun when you actually do it. They moulder a bit without the esteem and companionship of work colleagues. Their house is less relaxing if they are in it all day. But these are what is known as first world problems. If when Lloyd George invented the state pension in 1909 for those over 70, you had told him that a little over a century later, millions of people would be retiring on their own money 15 or even 20 years earlier, he would have laughed at your ludicrous optimism. Enjoy it while it lasts. After getting up at dawn to binge-watch the first three episodes of the Sussexes Netflix documentary for work, I thought I'd look up my state pension age on gov.uk. Why, I hear you cry. Well, between this, Liz Truss's government imploding and the death of our beloved Queen, it's been rather a labour-intensive year. When the numbers popped up, I couldn't quite believe it. I can't retire until 2046, by which time I'll be 68. That's a quarter of a century away. I basically need to work my whole working life all over again. It's a daunting prospect, but in truth, I cannot ever see myself jacking it all in. If inflation carries on at its current rate, a Kit Kat will cost at least a fiver by 2050. And living in the South East, as we do, it seems inevitable that at least one of our three children will still be living with us by then, unable to scrabble together the £250,000 deposit needed to buy a flat. I've never quite understood those who retire at 50. How much money must they have to take such a risk? With recessions, financial crashes and other crises always lurking on the horizon of their saga cruise. Yet growing numbers of us are indeed making this gamble, especially since the pandemic. Working from home made many people reassess things, to want to travel and spend their lockdown savings rather than troop back to the office. Some are doubtless banking on the surging value of their property to sustain them, but this is also a risky bet, leaving personal finances at the mercy of a volatile housing market. What goes up can come down. And few early retirees could have anticipated how inflation would eat into their savings. I can't think of anything worse than jumping the gun, only to fall on hard times and be forced back into employment in your 60s, just as your mates are taking up golf and buying mono slippers. Retirement? It's surely a case of do or die. It is good news that a non-English language film, All Quiet on the Western Front, won the Best Film Award at the BAFTAs. I find non-English language films more glamorous. The first film version of Erich Maria Remarque's novel, which appeared in 1930, was brilliant and much hated by the Nazis, but it was also American, although the original novel and its author were German. It is fascinating to have Germans telling their own tales so long after it first appeared. Besides, now that film actors are discouraged from speaking clearly, many film watchers, including this one, actively prefer reading subtitles to straining to catch dialogue.